Today we're talking about, is it possible and how do you get your ex back? Hi everyone, my name is April Kirkwood. I am an author of Working My Way Back to Me. You can get it on Amazon, as well as a licensed therapist. I am asking you today to subscribe to this YouTube channel. Unfortunately, life is life and numbers mean a lot. So it would really touch my heart if you subscribed. Also, we're going to have a lot of fun. I want you to interact with me. I want to talk to you. This is why I'm reaching out as a therapist, to help others. So let's move on. Sometimes when you break up, people do get back together and it does work for you. But you have to have one big thing going for you to tackle this project and get this plan in action. So whether it happens or not, you're okay. And that means you have to have a lot of self-confidence. Okay, so, and you have to be really strong and secure in yourself because you may be thinking something that they are not. So is it worth it if you have an ex that you still have very, very deep feelings for? Yes, the road to love is never easy. If it was easy, then everyone would be doing it and it wouldn't be so precious, so spiritual, so much a part of what our souls and bodies and minds need. Anything easy is usually not worth working for. It depends on, though, why you want to get back. Is it because you haven't found someone else? Is it because you're lonely? Is it because you figured out what love really is? Is it because you figured out that you really want them? Is it because you figured out where you messed up? Because it takes two people to make a relationship and two people to mess it up and really burn down the house. It usually isn't a one-man show in relationships. That's why we call them relationships. That being said, if you are in order and you have healthy self-esteem to go the distance and give it time, then we're going to talk about what you can do. And if you're doing it for the healthy reasons, that's very important. You have to be centered within yourself. One thing you need to do is give them their space. You can't just pounce back in and say, hey, I love you. I'm sorry. I want to get back together with you. You have to ease on into this reconciliation, possible coupling up again, very softly, okay? You can't scare the bejesus out of somebody, and you don't want to get them back based on fear that you're not going to find somebody else, or you feel low self-esteem, or you're in a state of pity and pleading and begging. You have to play it cool. Like it or not, relationships have a little bit of game and edgy and mystery about them. And I want you to keep that mystery about you a bit. Don't put it all out on the table the first time you reach out to them. The next thing is I want you to create a judgment-free zone. If you start a dialogue with this person, don't use you statements. Well, we wouldn't have broken up if you didn't cheat, or we wouldn't have broken up if you hadn't lied to me, or you were never home, or you did drugs, or you whatever you did. When you make a judgment about somebody, even if you're trying to get it out on the table the right way, I'm not blaming you. I mean, I know your intentions are very sincere because you want to get back with your ex. This is a no judgment zone. But when you judge somebody, what happens is you make somebody wrong and the other person right. And that is not a good way to reconcile. No judgment zone, no playing the blame game. It will not work in reconciliation. Number three, Do not give ultimatums. Either we're going to get back or I'm never going to call you again. Or either you're going to see me tonight to talk this through, or this is the last you'll hear from me. Seriously? You know, when you're a little kid and someone tells you, no, you can't do that, what's the first thing they're going to do? Is like, oh, no, you don't. You didn't just say that to me. I haven't spoken to you in 8 months, and now you're telling me to meet you or else you're not going to call again? Yeah. Bye-bye. Number four, be truthful about why you want to reach out to them. I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about some of the things that have happened between us, and I really still care for you deeply, and I'd like to see if there's any way we can salvage this. I think love is hard to find. I have never found somebody. I mean, you know, flatter them up a little bit. You get more bees with honey than vinegar, okay? If you love them, let them know you love them, but not overly aggressive. Slowly, because they might be with somebody else. They might have fallen in love with someone else. They may hate your guts. Slow, slow it does it. Number five, this never works. And I don't know why we all do it. I've done it in my younger years. Jealousy will not work. Putting pictures on Instagram and Facebook with other people, getting all mushy and on top of each other and bumping and grinding and looking like you're having a blast with a significant other or just a friend or just a stranger that you grab to make yourself feel better is not going to work. If you are serious about love, love does not get drawn in by jealousy. That's a no-brainer, but I don't know why we all do it. Please, no games. There should be no games in love. Love is beautiful. Love is sensual. Love is spiritual. Love is passion. Love is not hateful, is not resentful, is not revengeful. Make sure your love is in order to reach out to love somebody else. And this is the most important thing. Go about your business with self-confidence. Get involved in what you used to do. Be the person they fell in love with. If you were charismatic, if you played sports, if you were in top shape, if you were cool, if you were funny. I mean, I am most attracted to somebody personally that has a good sense of humor. If you're funny. Be lighthearted. Be happy. Let me tell you, it is a energy draw. When I see somebody smiling and having a good time, I go, I want a piece of that. Whatever they've got, I want to drink some of that in, because that is what love is about. Happiness, freedom, growth, enlightenment, encouragement, raising somebody else up to be their best self. And last but not least, this links right into it. Have fun. Okay, love is supposed to be fun. Remember, do you really love them? Why do you love them? Is it for the right reasons? Go about it. Be you. Don't be pushy, shovey, jealous, catty, sarcastic, judgmental. Give it a chance. If it doesn't work, guess what? You just became your best self anyway. Please, hook me up. Subscribe to this YouTube. Go to aprilkirkwood.com. I have a lot of free Christmas and holiday giveaways. Sign up for the newsletter. You go to aprilkirkwood.com. Go down, sign up. I am pulling names out of the subscribers and sending them gifts. Also, we have a really cool event going on, Girls Night, Guys Night. That's on my website where we're talking about all those personal things. Girls only, guys only, about love, romance. Guys, you can ask me anything, okay? Yeah, been there, done that. This is not my first rodeo. Until we meet again, I love you, I praise you, I appreciate you. You are God's child. Great things happen to you if you let it. Nothing can stop it. And so it is.